Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
My name is Alan Stanford. Welcome to Hamlet in Hoth. And now we come to our quiz, and our quiz is divided into four rounds of four questions each. The first will be an audio round with individual answers. The second will be an individual question to each of the contestants. And the third and fourth rounds will be on the buzzer. There's 2 points for each correct answer. 1 point if I think you nearly got there, and if I think you only nearly got there but not very well, I might pass the point over to somebody else. Our four contestants are Sarah Malone from Santa Sabina Dominican College in Sutton. We have Glenn Stevenson from Pobl Scol Nason in Baldoyle. We have Sam Clark, who is from St. Fintan's High School in Sutton. And finally, we have Owen Gallagher, who is from Scol Irsa in Malahide. Now, here we go. First round is an audio round. The first question goes to Sarah. I want you to tell me what the missing word is.
Oh, that this too solid flesh would melt, thaw, and resolve itself into a d-
What's the missing word?
I
have to pass it over. Anybody else guess? Sam?
A dew.
A dew. Thaw and resolve itself into a dew. We'll give you 1 point. Glenn, have a listen to this.
My offence is rank. It smells to heaven.
Who's speaking?
Claudius?
Claudius, correct. 2 points. Now, Sam, your turn.
Your bait of falsehood take this carp of truth, and thus do we of wisdom and of reach with windlasses and with assays of bias. By indirections, find directions out.
Who said that?
Polonius.
Polonius is correct. Well done. 2 points for Sam. And finally, Owen, we come to you.
A second time I kill my husband dead. When second husband kisses me in bed.
Who's saying that line?
One of the players.
Which one?
The queen.
The player queen says that line. So that's 2 points for Owen. We move on to round two. Let's have a little bit of applause. That Okay, second round. Now, these are direct questions to each of you. And we start with you, Sarah. Elsinore... What country is Elsinore in?
Denmark.
Well done, 2 points. Glenn, who is the Queen of Denmark?
I'm sorry, don't know.
You don't know who the Queen of Denmark is. Pass it over, anybody? Sam got his hand up first.
Gertrude
is the Queen of Denmark. Nice try. 1 point there for Sam. And Sam?
I thought you meant the current Queen.
The current Queen of Denmark. Since the quiz is about Hamlet, I think we can reasonably suppose that that's what we're referring to. But on that basis, I'm going to give you a point for being clever, and I'm going to give Sam a point for getting it right. Okay, Sam, your question. Of whom is Hamlet speaking when he says, he was a man, take him for all in all, I shall not look upon his like again?
Yorick?
No. Anybody? Ah, Glenn.
Hamlet the First?
Hamlet the First, his father, the ghost, yes. Now, moving on. Owen. What is the name of the play within a play in Hamlet? And I'll accept one of two titles.
The Mousetrap.
The Mousetrap is correct. 2 points. For no points at all, does anybody remember the other title of the play? Yes.
The Murder of Gonzago.
The Murder of Gonzago. Well done. May not know the Queen of Denmark, but he knows his titles. Round the third. Now, this is where the buzzers come into play, we hope. And again, don't buzz till I finish the question. Who says, to thine own self be true? And it's Glenn.
Polonius.
Correct. Who says, be wary then, best safety lies in fear, and to whom is it said? Glenn?
Laertes to Ophelia.
Very good. Two more to Glenn. You see? What is different about the character of Yorick? A... Is he from Sweden? B, is he an animal? Or C, is he dead? That was Owen.
He's dead.
Yes, well done. Who says something is rotten in the state of Denmark? That was Sam.
Hamlet.
What?
Hamlet, no.
Not Hamlet, no. Glenn.
Marcellus.
Marcellus. Very good indeed. Final round, buzzers again. I think Sarah is not getting as quick onto the buzzer as she would like. Get that finger poised. What is the phrase in Hamlet that means to be injured by something you intended to injure others? Is it A, to suffer the slings of arrows of outrageous fortune, B, to fall into a watch, then to a weakness, or C, to be hoisted by your own petard? Complex question, I'll repeat the question. To be injured by something you intended to injure others. Glenn.
To be hoisted by your own petard.
That's very good indeed. To be blown up by your own bomb, basically. Very good indeed. How did Ophelia die? Owen.
Drowned.
She drowned. Well done. Who says the rest is silence? Oh, come. Sarah.
Hamlet.
Hamlet, yes. Well done. I strongly suspect that was a guess, but we won't go there. And the last question of the quiz. Who says, and to whom, think yourself a baby that you've ta'en these tenders for true pay, which are not sterling? Sarah.
Polonius to Ophelia.
Well done. 2 points. So after our scrutineers have spent an awfully long time adding up ones and twos, I can now tell you that in fourth place, but with a valiant effort, was Sam at St. Fintan's. In third place, with a very, very impressive last-minute surge, came Sarah from Santa Sabina.
Sweet.
In second place, with a steady but not necessarily complete knowledge of the play, was Owen from Skull Isa. But in first place, with a remarkable score, was Glenn from Pubble Skull Nasson.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.